Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Fáilte Drive Time. Food bank charities are reporting a big upsurge in the number of families availing of their services as inflation and energy costs have begun to bite in a big way. These charities say that there's been a doubling in the requests for help with basic foods in recent months, and there's concern that even more families will be affected once winter heating bills start arriving in through the door. Well, Fergal Keane has been speaking to service providers and he joins me now. Fergal, there's a growing concern, isn't there? The families are struggling in greater numbers now.
Yes, there is. And various charities operate food banks around the country, and in the last few weeks they've all been saying that they've been overwhelmed by an increase in families in particular coming to them for help. Now, those requests, they say, have ranged from help with back to school, with energy bills, and more for food hampers, just to help people to get through the week. And we heard from Cork Penny Dinners recently on the programme. And today I spoke to two more of those food charities. The first is the Meath Food Bank, based in Trim, County Meath. And from there, Aisling Lowe told me how they operated, mainly on donations from the public. They then stocked their food bank by going to the supermarket, buying supplies and stocking up, and then distributed hampers to families in the Meath area. And I asked Aisling, to the extent, or had she seen a large increase in the number of people coming to them in recent times?
Absolutely. Well, we used to look after maybe 30 to 40 families a week. Now it ranges between 70 to 80 families a week across County Meath.
That's a doubling in the numbers of families?
A double, yeah.
What are you putting that down to?
Well, the cost of living, I think, has most working, even working families crucified. And, you know, a lot of these families wouldn't have been entitled to the back to school allowance. They might have been maybe a tenner or 20 year olds over the limit of them being allowed to, you know, access the back to school, you know, allowance. So between getting their children back to school and the cost of living, everything has gone up, and they rely on my services to help feed their families.
What kind of things do they come to you looking for?
Well, it can be anything from, you know, to help with some meals throughout the week, and you know, infant food, milk, nappies, things that are really, really, you know, and they're in need of, you know. The likes of, you know, we take donations of Calpol and things like that, just the things that infants need. And then just food in general, you know, for their children to help.
With energy costs going up hugely over the winter, things are going to get bigger demand for you.
Well, we're only seeing the tip of the iceberg now. Myself and my volunteers, we are so not looking forward to the winter. It's going to get a whole lot worse.
And that's Aisling Lowe, and families really needing help with the basics. And she says the Meath Food Bank, Fergal, is not the only organisation experiencing increased demand, is it?
No, and there's another group called the Muslim Sisters of Erin. They're a charity operating Dublin who've had a soup run for a number of years. But in recent times, they've also been helping families who've been coming to them seeking that help, that aid. And Lorraine O'Connor of Muslim Sisters told me about the increase in the number of people they are now helping.
Pre-COVID, we would have served about 250 people a week. Now we're serving 500 people a week down at the GPO. And the GPO is no longer just a soup run for the homeless. It's become a food bank for families coming up, families that are in direct provision, families that are in hotel accommodation, families who just can't meet, you know, the needs from A to Z, or, you know, from one week to another week. And then we have a huge increase of families contacting us for weekly hampers, That will go out on Friday as well, Friday mornings and Thursday evenings for food. Cost of living, it's just gone, it's literally gone out of control. And we just registered a charity organisation who totally rely on donations themselves, but we're now finding it really difficult to be able, can't say no to a family, but to be able to meet the demands for just basic necessities.
People looking for food hampers, looking for food from you, what are they saying to you?
They're just saying they can't live. It's the cost of living has just gone skyrocketing. And I mean, even for those who work, we know that the inflation rate has gone ridiculous. You know, electricity bills are increasing, gas bills are increasing, food is increasing, rent is increasing, landlords are in private accommodation. It's a huge ripple effect. It's in every corner, every way. People are just smothering.
And increased heating bills haven't hit yet.
I mean, people are asking us for vouchers for gas, for vouchers for electricity, vouchers, one for all, vouchers for, as I said, for their children going back to school. We're saying, well, you know, did you get the going back to school allowance? Yes, I got the back to school allowance, but I bought shopping out of that, you know. So it's just a huge ripple effect. It's just a disaster.
And that's Lorraine O'Connor from the Muslim Sisters of Ada, ending Fergal Keane's report.